for three terms. I think there were some stations where they didn't make quorum and people had to stay over an extra year. But that's because of an election certification problem, because of lack of quorum, which I think happened in D.C. and, you know, I don't remember which other station offhand. But in general, everyone on the board who was elected to a three-year term. People may inherit shorter terms. And I'm sorry, you know something? In your station, I think it was the year before last, right? You guys didn't make, or the election before last, you didn't make quorum. And so you essentially had some 3 and 1 year. But that's not normal throughout the network. That's a quorum.
Okay, so I got you. But what I want to suggest, I can't say I'm not looking at it, so I can't say I get it. I think I get the concept. Is would it be possible, and I'm with you on the having one election, it's just a matter of how it's done, so that there are no more delays, is to have the one election and to have it for whatever the respective periods are, whatever the first period is and then the second period, but to have the people seated, not all at the same time. Maybe you're saying the same thing and I just don't get it. But so have one election and have it for multiple years, and then but seat those people. Like group one would be seated, you know, in the next election, and then group two would be seated when they should be seated. But the election would be all at the same time. Does that make sense?
Serene, did you want to answer that?
This is Teresa for the stack.
Okay. Well, I realize I've been answering a lot, and I don't want to dominate the conversation.
Okay.
So,
but I just want—I want to understand: is that what you're suggesting, or is if not, is that is it a possibility? Is that sort of an election a possibility to kind of combine the two, where you have the one election to save the money, and you try to move in the spirit of the bylaws, and you're not overturning the entire board at the same time, which would not be good. But you have the election, but people are seated on a staggered basis based on the results of that one election. I'm trying to figure out, is that feasible at all?
Wenger into the queue, please, Bob.
Okay, yes. Serene, if you can just answer as to your proposal, then we can, others can talk.
It's not what I'm proposing. I think it's feasible. I don't think it's advisable.
Okay. All right. So, Vanessa, you were done?
At some point, I'd like to know why Serene or anybody else, you know, what other people think and why Serene does not think it's advisable.
Sure. Now, we'll definitely get into all those opinions. Okay,
okay.
So here's the stack at this point. Margie, Michael, Janet, Teresa, and I'm sorry, Mr. Wenger. What's your first name?
John,
sorry. Okay, that's the order. So Margie's next.
Okay, so I just want to say I can't sort out all this stuff from the bylaws and the election cycle and all of that, but here's what I have to say. We cannot afford two elections next year. We only have to have one. We have to elect people. It seems to me clear that's what our bylaws require. I think we need elections. Many stations have run out of alternates to replace people when they leave the LSBs. That has to be fixed. And I think we have to do it the simplest way possible. So we just have to say we're having an election. We can't double up. That's crazy. I don't know about other stations, but we have a hard enough time finding people to run, enough people to run to fill, you know, one set of seats, and to try and find people to fill two sets of seats and then figure out who goes first and who goes second and all of that is just like crazy. So, for instance, myself, I have been on the LSB since 2010, so this is my fourth year. By the rules of the, you know, the maximum allowed service, I only have 2 years left, and really by the time the election is completed, I'll have a year and a half left if I choose to run for re-election. That's how I think we should do it. You figure out who's up against the max 6 years. When that reaches that, those people go. Maybe there are some people currently who are serving on the PMB, I don't have any idea, who have reached the 6 years. And so those LSBs will need to replace those people if they, you know, and maybe there will be changes. But I just think we have to keep it simple, simple, simple. And that means we're having an election, we're going to elect nine, whatever it is, is it nine listeners?
Nine listeners and three staff.
And three staff to each LSB, and not try and confuse everybody and confuse the issue with talking about election cycles. We just have to go forward in the best way we can. And I think it's, you know, if we can do, if we survive long enough to have elections in 2015 and 2016 and then have an off year in 2017, hopefully by that time we will have made some changes to our bylaws that will make all of this much less difficult to deal with and comprehend.
Okay, next is
Michael. Oh, I forgot to say, I support Serene's proposal.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort that both Serene and Janet have put into trying to draft some language and procedures, and I think everybody's trying to figure out how to have essentially only two elections in the next 2 years, because that's all we can afford, if that. Here's my understanding, really, what Serena's proposing. Whatever we call the election, we're having an election in 2015, and the term of the people elected in that election is the same term as it always would have been for 2015 elections, a three-year term from 2015 to 2018. And we're having an election in 2016, which, whatever we call that election, is actually the same term as the 2016 election. We're scheduled 2016 to 2019. So we're essentially extending the terms of people currently on the board by a year or two and living with that. So for the people who are asking what's going to happen about splitting the terms, that's not going to happen under this proposal. So that was the discussion about, are we doubling up or are we finding another mechanism? And I feel like I'm persuaded by the arguments that people are making about the problem of having... Hang on a second. The problem of having everybody elected at the same time to the board violates the spirit of the bylaws that we have, want to have a staggered election board. So if you have the whole election at the same time, even if you stagger and you'll sit, that's the same thing as having the same election, because you're having all the decisions made about who's going to be on the board in that same one election, which is the point was to avoid having one election that does that. So I'm inclined to think that Serene's proposal is the simplest way to deal with the problem. I think it confuses it, calling it the 2013 election, the 2015 election. Sorry, this fire isn't going by.
Are you done, Michael?
No, because essentially people, the election in 2015 will be for the 2015 term, and the election in 2016 will be for the 2016 term. And now I'm done.
Okay. All right, Janet.
Yeah, okay. So in looking at Serene's proposal, it looks like there's one missing election, the 2016 election, what would have been the 2016 election. There would be one election in 2015, which would be this late election, and then one election in 2016, which would be the 2015 delayed election, but there's nothing about what happens with the 2016 election. And some delegates' terms would end, the delegates who were elected in 2012, their terms would end. Three-year terms would end at the end of 2015, yet there would not be an election that would apply to those delegates. I'm advocating again for a combined election, as I had stated, of the one delayed and the regular 2015 election in one election in 2015. And using the 2003 transition model, we have done that. We have elected all 24 delegates in one election that's happened. But I'm thinking, you know, what Vanessa was saying about staggering the seating, maybe that could be included somehow in that single election. And as far as finding people to be candidates for 24 seats, there are people who wanted to run in 2013. There are people who wanted to run in 2014. They couldn't do it. And they probably still, or a number of them at least, would still want to run. And then there would be new people. I mean, we can do it. I think we can do it with one election in 2015 for all 24 seats. And then starting in 2016, we'd be back on track.
Done. Okay. Okay.
Bob, I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard. Am I incorrect to understand that essentially right now we have two groups of people, a group that was elected in 2009, and they were supposed to go off at the end of 2012?
They did. They did go off, and there was a 2012 election to replace them. But the people
I said 10 and 12, Richard.
Yeah. It's the people elected in 10 that are serving in, so far a year past the original.
And there was an election in 10. Okay.
Right.
So we have two groups of people that at some point will be replaced. Is that right?
I don't understand the question. There's always two groups of people that will at some point be replaced.
Okay, so the answer is yes. If we have an election in 2015 that replaces the oldest group, and there's no ages in that here.
Right, the longest seated. Yeah.
The longest seated, thank you. The 2015 would replace the longest seated ones.
That's right.
And then the 2016 would replace the next group, and then after that we should be back in sync, right?
Bingo. You got it. That's the
proposal. Not real complicated if we put it in a simple way.
Right. Okay.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, so let's get back to the pre-existing stack, which is Teresa, John, I want to add myself, and then Vanessa. So go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Teresa, I can hear you. And then William. Okay, so Teresa is next. Teresa, we can't hear you now.
I'm sorry. I just heard a man speak. Was this someone? Did we skip someone?
No, you're next.
Okay. All right. I am most concerned that one of the highest priorities of this committee be to reduce the expenses of the elections. And I continue to be very concerned that we're apparently not giving incentive for our election people to actually reduce costs. But I guess it was Janet that was like thinking out of the box. I think maybe it was Vanessa. Someone that just said, can't we have two elections in 1 year? We could conceivably hold two elections in 1 year if we said, you know, vote for these people and one group of people doesn't start their term for another year. Someone might contest that because the people participating in the election would be from the same pool. I mean, if we had an election in 2015 and KPFT has 8,000 members, then the 8,000 members will be voting for someone that will start right away and someone that will start in a year. That's really thinking out of the box. I appreciate that. we've done it previously where if you were the people that got the highest votes, then you had a longer term than the people that got lower votes. But this way, you could actually ask people if they wanted to start their term in 1 year, so that might qualify it for as a separate election. But I'm wondering if someone might contest, well, it's not really a separate election if it's the same people voting for everyone. And I'm wondering, do we have a corporate counsel that could weigh in on this?
Yeah, does anyone know the answer to the counsel question?
We do not have a corporate counsel. We have attorneys with whom we have agreements on various issues, and one of them is someone who's very familiar with nonprofit law.
And who would that person be?
Alan Yee.
Okay. And that's
okay.
With...
Lawrence to the Stack.
Okay. All right.
And Serena at some point, please.
Sure. All right, so next is John, followed by myself, then Vanessa, William, Lawrence, and Serena. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this since our last governance meeting, and I agree with Serene that the spirit of the bylaws was to make sure that you don't install a complete 24-person board at one time, that you only install half of the board. And I think there are two aspects of that. One is when you elect them, I think that, the political trends and, you know, the spirit of the country, they change. And so it's undesirable to elect the entire, put all your eggs in one basket and elect the entire board at one moment in time. That's undesirable. Similarly, it's undesirable to seat the entire board on a single date. I think that both should be distributed across time, and a year interval is a good idea for all the reasons that Serene mentioned earlier. And these were discussed at great length in the formation of the bylaws. And so that's point one. And I think, too, that the nomenclature admittedly is confusing when we talk about the 2013 election occurring in 2015, et cetera, et cetera. I think that discussion is fine, that nomenclature is fine for this call, but when we go out to the people, we talk about just two elections, if indeed we choose two. We talk about the 2015 election with a three-year term and followed by a 2016 election with a three-year term, and then the nomenclature is simple because, frankly, that's the essence of it, and that's what's in the bylaws, and all these other fancy nomenclature issues just come about from the fact that we didn't have our elections for a couple of years, and so this is makeup terminology. And I think there was something else, but that's enough for right now. I think I do think that it's one third thing, I guess, is that I think it's good if we can replace, how can I say this, some people are serving on the boards now who were high vote getters, and others were selected as alternates. And I think in the sense of trying to, in the sense of democracy, you know, trying to implement the will of the people, we should try to get rid of those alternates as soon as possible. So I don't like the idea of alternates being put onto the board and getting, you know, four-year terms and stuff. I really think that there should be some thought, not necessarily in this proposal because it's already complicated enough, but I do think that we should serve our constituency by having first-place vote-getters or first nine-place vote-getters be favored over people who are 10 through 30 or 40 or something. Oh, and one more final point, too, is at least at KPFK, we found it really hard to get enough, not just candidates. We had, in our last election, we failed to meet quorum, we had, I think, 30 or 35 candidates. The problem was we couldn't get time on the radio so that anybody could figure out who they were and the constituency could get to know these people. We have a program director who favors covering the Democrats and Republican election, the Obama election. We covered Obama great. We didn't cover our candidates worth a damn. So to try to install two sets of candidates for, you know, for having two elections at once, that would be a disaster because KPFK, we would never get any time to be on the radio to make our pitches. And I don't know how it is at the other stations, but this is an urgent or a terrible problem in Los Angeles. Okay, now I'm sure I'm done.
Okay, so now I'll call on myself. And
Janet Kay, could I get on? I have a point of
10
information.
Minutes.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Point of information, is that what it is, Janet?
Yeah, but I'll wait until you're done.
Okay, thanks. All right, so, I don't really have much to add. The last several speakers, well, some of the last several speakers have said what I think, which is that Serene's proposal just makes the most sense. It's simplest. It gets us back on schedule. It doesn't risk the whole board being up at any one election. And I think I just want to underline John's point about there's two problems that could lead to this kind of everything at stake at one election. One would be if they were just all replaced simultaneously, but the second would be the idea that Vanessa and Teresa put forward, which is that you have everyone on the ballot, but then don't seat half of them for until the next year so that you're staggering the terms. But I think that has the same problem because, again, this was discussed a lot when the bylaws were crafted, which is that you just, all kinds of things can happen in an election, and you don't want the results of any one election to determine the future of the entire board. So I think for all those reasons, it makes sense to go, you know, the route that Serene's suggesting. Okay, so Janet, you had a point of information?
Well, a few of them. So one is to address to Serene. So the 2016 election in your proposal would basically extend the terms of the 2012 election, the 3-year terms by 1 year. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then the next question, I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but we would be eliminating an election, as I had specified earlier, and I don't know what consequences, legal consequences, there might be to that if anybody challenge that.
If you're going to get into an opinion, put yourself on the stack, ask a real, if you have a factual question, you can ask it.
Okay, so I would like to hear from those on the governance committee who were invited to this meeting, do they have any bylaws issues around any of this? You know, what specific, I mean, that's why we want to hear from them.
Okay, that's really an opinion. People can address that when they get their turn to speak. So I'm going to move on to, actually, Vanessa, you spoke once, so let me put the new people first, and then I'll come back to you if that's okay.
That's
so I have William, Lawrence, who haven't spoken yet, and then we'll come back to Vanessa and Serene.
This is Benito.
Yes. Oh, did you want to speak?
I had a point of information.
Go ahead.
Does either one of the two proposals deal with I think that one of the problems is extending people's mandate, as someone else just spoke to. Is there any way that we could, if not eliminate, then try to minimize that as much as possible? So that's one question.
Okay,
and
let's do one at a time.
Okay.
So why don't we have Serene and then Vanessa answer for your respective proposals?
Sorry, I need the question repeated. Sorry.
Is there any way that either of these proposals, do they address the issue of extending the mandate of those already on the LSB? So if I was elected for 3 years, is there, and I'm going to end up serving for 4 or 5, is there any way to minimize, if not eliminate that? Or in the same way, if I was elected for 1 year, am I going to end up with 2 or 3?
Go ahead, Serene.
I played around with the length of terms and trying to do it in this year and in that year and so on and so forth to see what was possible and what would be simplest to explain to the people who are doing the voting, and also what I thought was the most compliant with the bylaws. The bylaws are clear that we must have staggered elections. The bylaws are also clear that there may be times when a person who's elected for 3 years serves for longer than that. It happens certainly in the case where there is no quorum. The one thing that the bylaws are absolute about in terms of extending the terms of delegates is that no one can serve for more than 6 years, regardless of what's happening. And, you know, the proposal that I offered would keep those 2010 people on the board for 5 years. Not ideal, and I don't even know who. I mean, it wasn't a personalized review of who's on the board and let's can do this as opposed to let's do that. I didn't have either the time or the inclination to do that. I just wanted to find the formula that worked well enough to get us back on track without having to spend money doing elections every single year. And, you know, the cost-cutting things that we need to do for elections continue, and hopefully we'll be able to improve on that with each round. But I think that, yeah, there is room in the bylaws for people to serve more than the 3 years for which they were initially elected. And,
okay.
And this does require that.
Okay.
Point of information?
Well, I'm sorry. Instead of require, I should say it allows that. Someone, of course, can always choose to resign.
Okay. Teresa?
Point of information?
Yeah.
Where is it in the bylaws that says that that if there's if there's no quorum, people can have longer terms?
I think it's probably Article 5 where we talk about delegates and we talk about elections and election time frames and so on and so forth. People who've been around for a long time know that it's there. I'm not in front of a computer and I have not committed the bylaws to memory.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So, Vanessa, did you want to answer Benita's question
Well, I have to say, I'm not sure it's a proposal. Maybe Teresa and I can share it. It's more like an idea
sure.
that when I heard Serene's proposal, because I haven't thought it out. It's more an idea that popped up in response to her proposal. And Benito, please forgive me. I had stuff going on in the background. Just say your question one more time.
Okay. I was just wondering if either one of the two proposals addressed the problem, and I'll use that word, the problem of extending people's mandate beyond, let's say, if I was elected for 3 years, I'm going to end up serving 4 or 5, or if I was elected 1 year, I'm going to end up serving 2 or 3.
Well,
Janet, hey, I was
hey,
one
Janet,
of the proposal
hold on, hold
makers.
On.
Could I answer?
Someone's speaking, Janet. Janet,
yeah,
someone's speaking.
Let her finish. Go ahead,
John,
Vanessa.
Into the queue, please. Bob, John, into the queue.
Okay, so I think, if I'm understanding it correctly, that issue, in terms of moving forward, applies more to Serene's proposal, because you'd have to kind of artificially extend terms to try to compensate for elections that didn't occur in the past. The idea that Teresa and I are talking about has more to do with kind of immediately moving forward, having an election whenever that election is, sooner rather than later, having won, as Serene suggested, and having those seats would be for two terms, or for 2 years, I'm sorry, for 2 years, year one and year two. And there, I think what I've heard more people talk about is how would the candidates know, you know, what they were running for. And I'm sure we could figure that out. People could volunteer and say, hey, I want to serve this year, I want to serve next year. It could be by lottery, it could be by I don't know what. But I think that's one of the easier parts of the idea to sort out, as compared to just, it saves money, it has to win election, I love that idea, but how to do so without further artificially extending terms. My, you know, I guess me with everybody else, my term has been extended by a year and a half. There's certainly an inherent unfairness in that, both in terms of, you know, people who say, hey, I've served, I want to get off, but they want to be responsible to what they were elected to do, so they continue. And certainly in terms of people who want to run and who are being denied of the opportunity to run because our terms keep getting extended. So I think
can you hear me?
Hang on, Teresa. Hang on.
Just tell us, the time is up. I'm just telling you.
Oh, thank you.
Up.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, just if you can wrap up, Vanessa.
Okay, sure. So again, I just say I think that Benito, your concern in terms of moving forward applies more to Serene's proposal. What's in the past? I don't see there's any way to undo the extension of the term that's already occurred. So it's about moving forward.
Okay, so now we have a problem because the time for the entire meeting has lapsed. It's 9:45 Eastern, and our friends at K have to get on to another meeting. So, and we must set a next meeting date, or at least decide to do a poll. Does anyone disagree that we should continue this dialogue with both committees present? Okay, so hearing no disagreement, that should be. Our next meeting should be similar to this one. So since we're so short on time, I don't think it'll be that fruitful to get into specific dates. Why don't we use the same polling procedure that we used last time? Obviously, nothing's going to happen next week, so shall we start with the week of January 5th and look at dates that are free there, and then, you know, maybe if not there, then the following week. Any other proposal about how to proceed to set a next meeting date? And I'll do that. I'll take responsibility to prepare the poll and send it out. Okay. So if there's no other suggestions, proposals...
okay. Bob, I just...
Go ahead, Margie.
I guess I spaced out there for a minute.
That's okay.
What are you suggesting the next meeting?
I'm suggesting that we do the same procedure we did for this meeting, which is that I'll send a poll to both committees, or ask George to forward it to governance.
Yeah.
I'll
put
it out to elections, and we'll have, you know, at least maybe three options, and then or actually, you know what? Maybe the folks at K need to go right now. But maybe the rest of you could help me assemble the options, the three options for the poll.
Okay.
We're at the location that the meeting is in, so we can stay on for a couple of minutes more. Looking at the KPFTX calendar, there's openings on, you know, for example, Thursday the 8th, Tuesday the 13th, Thursday the 15th of January are all open.
Okay. I also see Wednesday the 7th on my calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. I think we should do this as quickly as possible.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
We've got a national election supervisor who's going to start work on January 2nd, and we need to, you know, anyway, I think we need to have some clarity.
Sure.
Okay, so the dates have been, hang on, Janet, the dates that have been suggested are Wednesday the 7th, Thursday the 8th, and was it Tuesday the 13th?
Tuesday the 13th.
Yeah, okay, so does anyone have different dates to put in the poll? Janet?
I would refrain from possibly having a meeting on the 8th because Thursdays are dates that the PNB normally meets, and even though we haven't scheduled anything, I think we should not try to do it on a Thursday.
Okay. Do any other PNB members want to weigh in on that question?
Yeah, Benito.
Go ahead.
The personnel committee has a meeting on the 6th.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. It's possible that the mass committee at PFW may have a meeting on the 7th. That's not sure, though.
Okay. Can you find that out tomorrow and get back to me about the mass committee?
I'll try. I'll get back to you either way.
Good. Yeah, because so you would recommend we don't conflict with that. If it's meeting, then
if
we should.
If possible, yeah. I would say that we not conflict with the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, the 6th is already governance and personnel, so that's out.
Yeah.
So the 7th. Oh, but so you're agreeing with Janet about excluding the 8th? Thursday,
yeah,
the 8th?
Because I'm assuming there's a PMB meeting.
Well, it might be.
I have a proposal.
Go ahead, Serene.
Why doesn't governance give it to elections?
Well, the problem is that personnel is at the same time.
Right.
On the 6th?
Yeah, that's what the calendar says.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
executive session.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Who's meeting on the 7th?
Nobody.
Nobody.
But Benito, well, Benito just raised that he has to check, but there might be a local management-related committee.
So
he'll know that tomorrow. So unless there's an objection, let's include the 7th unless we hear that PFW has this committee meeting that night.
Yeah.
I guess is there any other opinion about whether to include Thursday the 8th? Because there's no PMB meeting scheduled. I know, I hear what Janet is saying, there might be one.
Yeah, I would not I would not go for Thursday the 8th, I'm telling you right now.
All right, so then that's out. So we
Nancy.
Got the hang on.
Yeah,
so we got the Wednesday the 7th and Tuesday the 13th. We could limit the poll to just those two. Nancy?
Yeah, on the 13th, doesn't the finance, well, on January, the finance is meeting on the first Monday, but usually they meet the second and fourth Tuesday.
Well, they're listed here as the Monday the 5th for finance.
We only set one meeting because we're assuming there's going to be a new committee. The finance committee is composed of the treasurers, and the treasurers are elected at the December meetings, and so... We only set one meeting of the finance committee. I'm the treasurer of KPFK, and it was my motion to just meet once on the 5th and then wait and see.
I see. Okay, so 13th is open then.
Moment,
and I'd like to say, although, is George on the line? I think George is. George is co-chair of the Green Party. This is a local meeting, and they meet on the first Wednesday of the month. And another election member... Marielena, she's also co-chair.
We're running out of time.
Sorry.
Ask a question?
Yeah, Serene?
Thanks. When Margie said she wouldn't go for the 8th, did she mean as a committee or as the board?
No, I think I would not be surprised if there's going to be a PMB meeting on the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, because the... There's a PMB meeting on the 18th. The next two Thursdays are Christmas and New Year's.
Right,
so
right. That's exactly
there's
right.
going to be a meeting. There's
right.
going to be a meeting on the 8th. You
right.
can guarantee it.
Right.
And the 8th is when is what day of the week is the 8th? I'm sorry.
It's
Thursday.
So Thursday.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Was that George who wanted to speak?
No, I there's not a problem with Green Party meetings. It's actually on Monday now.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well. So at this point, what's on the table is Wednesday the 7th or Tuesday the 13th. So can we just agree that that's the poll, a two-way poll?
Yeah.
And it's for two committees.
Right, for another joint meeting.
Right, okay.
I would like to ask that next time we have this kind of joint meeting that it's posted on the calendar. So whoever...
It was posted. I did post it.
It was? Oh,
you
okay.
can't. The calendar is not programmed to allow you to say that two meetings are meeting together. You're forced to choose one or the other. But I did put a note in the notes section, which people, if they noticed that section, it would say, you know, this includes members of the governance committee. So I'll do the same. Janet?
Yeah, I don't know if this is the time to bring this up, but I've been wondering about the NES and inviting the NES to one of our meetings, and whether to this next one or not would be productive.
She doesn't come back sometime in January. Why would we ask her to show up before she starts work?
I'm sorry, what? I can't understand you.
Yeah, sorry, I'm driving, so there's some background noise. I said she doesn't start until sometime in January.
Who?
January
2nd.
So.
My conversations with her have her starting January 2nd. I mean.
So I would strongly recommend that we let her get into the job before she's deluged by one of our committees.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's almost 10, so unless there's something burning that someone needs to say about scheduling.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now again.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I did have plenty of... I'm not opposed if... I don't know whether we're paying our NES... Are we paying our NES by the hour?
No.
Okay. Well, I do recommend that she come on these meetings, because if she is starting on the 2nd... she's going to be making some decisions. I'm assuming, you know, we're not going to be having her start without her actually doing some work and making some decisions. And I would think that some of the things that we do, I mean, I would like to hear her input.
Well, let me ask a question. Has that happened in the past? Do NESs attend these meetings?
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but after they've been seated, you know, and are kind of up to speed. So, I think Serene's point is reasonable, especially because this is not a meeting about the nuts and bolts of running the election, where I think it would be appropriate to have her. But it's more about this kind of broader policy issue about, you know, when are we scheduling what, and how, you know, how staggering going to work, and that's, you know, and especially with a double committee meeting, it's just a lot to take in, and I don't think it's necessary. She needs to focus on...
Well, I disagree. I mean, we don't know what the budget is for the election. We don't know any of the dates. I don't see how it's going to hurt the budget of the meeting.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. You're going to have to... I would urge you to ask Ms. Allen to recognize the stack, meaning that there are a lot of us who may have something to say, but we're generally not cutting people off in order to say it.
Okay.
Well,
that's a point well taken.
Point of order, then, I would say then that the chair should not just make an arbitrary response to my point.
Okay, I was just trying to clarify the answer to Margie's question. Now, look, folks, it's 9:56. Our K friends have to leave, so we really need to just end this. So, you know, we have our poll. I think we're clear on the two possible dates, and then, you know, we can figure out at that meeting how to proceed from there. So I'm adjourning the meeting. And
well, Janet Kay, can I just answer one of the points of information?
Very
about
quickly.
Yes. Okay, so somebody asked where in the bylaws it talks about extending the terms of any of delegates. It is in Article 4, Section 5, Election Time Frame, and it's in the second paragraph. It says, if no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election.
Okay.
Thank you, Janet. Okay. All right. And thank everyone for a very thoughtful discussion that was, I think, quite productive. So
okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.